to local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Well, good evening there, Bob Country. How you doing on this Sunday night? Brandon Backstrom checking in for an hour of local and independent music, and tonight is going to be a barn burner. We're hanging out with Mark Stone. Welcome back, buddy. How you doing?
Yeehaw,
indeed. That's how you start off a show.
That is. That's how I do, anyway. All right.
It's good to be here. It's good to have you. What have you been up to?
Oh, little of this and a little of that. A little less of the band, a little bit more solo. You know, little slowing down during the latter years and thinking about what happens next, you know.
Sure. And we've talked a little bit off air about some of your future plans that we may just kind of hold for now. But I love that. Yeah, the solo show is a fun deal. I mean, it's just low maintenance, kind of fly in, do your thing, boogie on out.
And you can play whatever you want. Nobody argues. Oh, I hate that song. You
what
know
key
what?
Is it
doesn't
in
matter.
Again, or like this one. Yeah. I'm playing what I want
to
play.
You don't have to like this song. You can go have another shot and a beer and it'll be done by the time you come back. It's all right.
You got any plans for the fourth coming up?
A lot of probably beverage consuming, possibly some patio time. Along with, I have a gig at Zorba's on Green Lake on the 6th to kind of wrap up their festivities out there.
Green Lake, like out in like Wilmer
it's
area?
Spicer.
Yeah.
It's Spicer, yeah.
I worked on that lake. There's a camp there
right on.
I spent a couple years at. Love that area. Cool. New London, Spicer, Wilmer.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean,
I've never been to Zorba's. I've been to Melvin's, you know, Melvin's right on the beach there, and then O'Neill's in downtown Spicer. Yep. I have many stories there that I can barely remember, but they were good times. Yeah, for sure.
The thing that's great about Zorba's is, especially if weather permitting, you're playing outside on a really big, nice outdoor stage with the breeze coming right off of the lake right at you on the side, you know. And it's a nice great big patio, so and the dock boat, so like people come up on their boats and dock and run in and have a bite or have a few. And
I love a lake that's got bars and stuff right on the water that you can boat up to. It's so great. And Green Lake is just a fantastic area. So if you're looking for something to do, get out there and see Mark Stone. You got all the info for that show and everything on your website and whatnot?
Absolutely. It's lagrungemusic.com.
He's still doing it. For how many years strong now have we been singing that website? At least seven.
Yeah, more than that. 11.
Well, 12. Give it to me one more time.
12. Lagrungemusic.com.
LaGrungeMusic.com. That's where you'll stay up to date with everything Mark Stone. We got some new music that you just brought me on a thumb drive that we're going to play tonight. We're going to kick things off with Barn Burner. Anything you want to tell us about this tune?
All of these songs are going to be off the Wild album, which is great. You know, and if the Wild hockey team needs some new songs for...
And they do. I get tired of... And I don't know why they're not using Iggy Pop Wild Child. Why is that not happening at Wild Games?
I don't know, but I'm with you. We need to talk to the music supervisor who is in charge of selecting these things because they could get a little bit more wild at the Wild Games
with the Wild themes in mind.
You know what I mean?
Do you go to a lot of games? Have you been out there?
I haven't been able to get to a lot of games. It's been kind of a while for me, honestly, but I hope to... do more of those recreational type things that don't involve gigging
playing
for money
every weekend, right? It does eat up a lot of your free time, you know.
It does. The constant chasing of the music thing is definitely a time suck. So you better like it.
You better like it. Yeah. Because that's what you're going to be spending your weekends doing. Well, we teased it a little bit. Let's get right to it. The song's called Barn Burner. Just a heads up. He doesn't say what you think he says in the first line. There is no swearing in this song.
Shed.
He's saying shed. S-H-E-D. Shed.
Where I'm from, a simple man trying to make a living the only way I know.
jump the land, dancing against offshore. When a shit kicks off, everyone shows up, it's gonna be a barn burner. Well, man, there's up to step, honey, don't you know? Put a little go, go, go in your do-si-do. Come on out, stomp the boots down the road a little further. King of sticks with all the hits for a real barn burner. Stalls for sure. Woo! When everyone shows up, it's gonna be a barn burner. It's gonna be a barn burner. It's gonna be a barn burner. It's gonna be. It's gonna be. It's gonna be. Yeah! The band tears up to step. Honey, don't you know?
Mark Stone and the Dirty Country Band, brand new music. A great tune, but I love, like, the first time I listened to it, I stopped at one point. I was like, I can't play this. If you're going to say what I think you're saying, and the first thing you told me when you got here was like, what are you talking about? I don't swear in that song.
And then I said, and I told you about my retirement plan for my last album.
Yeah, he's like, if you want an album with expletives in it, that's coming too, but this ain't it.
Yeah, it's as dirty as they want to be. It'll be my retirement album, because everybody on YouTube searches Mark Stone and the Dirty Country Band looking for dirty, filthy country
songs. They're expecting
songs,
something dirty,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't swear in any of them. So how disappointed are they? I don't know. At least I got a couple people to subscribe anyway, even though they weren't looking for
like
what
a little
doing.
Let down, but I'll still follow along. Yeah. No, that's great. And you're going to give the people what they want eventually.
Yep, for sure.
I like that. But so yeah, he told me, no, I'm saying the word shed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
But when you say shed takes. So I get it. You know, it goes really fast. The words in
that's
that song
the problem
go a little
with
quick.
Not with like, because in the old days, you know, when I would buy a CD or whatever, the first thing I do is pull out that little liner jacket and read along with the lyrics and stuff, and that would have answered the question right there. I'd have known exactly what you were saying, but that's not the world we live in anymore. I rarely see those.
Dude,
when was the last time you saw a lyric booklet?
Dude, I could wax nostalgic on that for like a while.
I miss the smell of opening the thing.
Yes.
And like the the cellophane, the sticker, every little part of it was like, you know, a process that
absolutely. And not only that, but it wasn't not just who wrote the song,
but credits
who produced
for everything.
The songs, you know, and all the industry info too. It's like, you know, you could scout who you. Man, I really want this guy to do my next album. You know,
the first producer that ever stood out to me was Alan Reynolds, and it was because his name was on the back of every Garth Brooks CD. And I was what kind of magic is this guy working with? Because everything he does sounds amazing.
Right.
And that's when I started learning that a producer is just as important as the artist itself. Yeah. They can make or break an album. They bring a lot to the table. They may not be their name on the front of the deal, but that producer makes a big, big difference.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'm totally in agreement there. Yeah. And you know, nowadays, though, you know, there's two things here. One, I miss that. One, I couldn't agree with you more. But in this, you know, technological era, I get to produce my own songs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you couldn't do that.
There's a lot
before.
Of give and take with it all, for sure. Yeah. There's pros and cons that come with the whole thing. I love that it's never been easier to put out music. I also hate that it's never been easier to put out music.
Yeah.
Because then there is more to sift through to kind of find the good stuff or whatever. But yeah. It does make it a super accessible thing for everybody. Because growing up, I never would have thought that, you know, you could do it that way.
No.
But then in the 70s, Tom Scholz from Boston was doing it. He made an entire album in his basement, and it's one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah. Not only made the album and produced all of it, but also is famous for the Rocktron.
Yeah. And changed the sound of a guitar.
Right.
From that point moving forward, guitars sounded different for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can do that. And that's the beautiful thing of it is you can, I think you can really, like, if you can find your sounds and really dedicate yourself to certain palettes, like, I think, you know, you can hear something and totally identify some of the newer producers too, you know, because it's so like them,
yeah,
in a way
they put their fingerprints on it for sure. Yep,
that's what I'm saying.
I love it. Well, hey, I see that my buddy Nate is out there listening right now, probably in his garage, so I'm gonna send one out to Nate. By the way, it was Shores of St. Andrew and Green Lake Bible Camp. He was like, I remember when you worked at that camp. What was the name of it? Well, Nate, this song's going out to you because it reminds me of you every time I hear it. It's called Garage Beers. You're listening to the Homegrown Show.
In about 10 years back, we bought the last house in the cul-de-sac. I threw a party like I told the wife I would. I said I'd like to get to know the neighborhood. Now everybody liked it, but the guys really did. They always stopping by and we're all good friends. They bring the beers, I've always got the snacks. We set up our chairs and we tip a few back. We're just having some garage beers, me, Eddie, Ryan, and Joe. We're playing fantasy football and talking G.I. Joes. I showed them my new toolbox. They were jealous, that was clear. Yeah, I'll be riding, honey. We're just having some garage beers. I haven't had to buy beer in 27 weeks. They always leave a few behind of what they couldn't drink. The fridge is like a liquor store with all the different brands. Foreigns, domestics, bottles, and cans. There's a couple Rolling Rocks, a bunch of Busch Lights, and Dylan gets fancy drinking Miller High Life. My other neighbor Chad drives an electric car, so those are his IPAs and his PBRs. We're just having some garage beers, me, Eddie, Ryan, and Joe. We're talking about tire chains, how much it's gonna snow. I bring about my shovel, same one I've had for 20 years. Yeah, I'll be riding, honey. We're just having some garage beers. Joe, I just some garage beers.
Hey, it's Tim Sigler, and you're listening to Total Country Bob FM, celebrating 15 years of playing local and independent artists right here on the Homegrown Show.
Twist or tear through a town and no one knows. Here's one for the heartland, the place we get it done with our own two hands. Might be that little town that you ain't heard about, where the boys fight for all the same. Here's one for the home team, them colors you wear are the colors you bleed. It might not be a year, we're still a fan. Here's one for the heartland. We pull off on the side of the road when somebody needs our help. When we think about what's best for us, we don't think about what's best for ourselves. There ain't a lot of money that's floating around. We take pride in other things, like the ones that we hold dear. From the hills and the fields to the Rocky Mountain High, if you help us out, we get it on our own. Either way, we're getting by. Here's one for the heartland, that place we get it done with our own two hands. Might be that little town that you ain't heard about, where them boys fight for all the same. Here's one for the home team, them colors you wear are the colors you bleed. It might not be a year, but win or lose, we're still a fan. Here's one for the home. That place we get it done with our own two hands. Might be that little town that you ain't heard about, where them boys fight for all the same. Here's one for the home team, them colors you wear are the colors you bleed. It might not be a year, but win or lose, we're still a fan. Here's one for the home. Here's one for the heartland. One for the heartland.
Anderson Daniels with one for the heartland. You're listening to the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM. We're hanging out with Mark Stone live in studio tonight.
Hello.
And Mark, you got a kind of a little project going on right now for the Midwest CMO members. I know we have quite a few of them that listen to this show. So let's talk a little bit about this podcast, this thing that you got going on that I'm going to be a part of here coming up.
July 8th.
What date did we say? July 8th. Let me look at my calendar.
At 7 p.m.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is great. We just switched roles there for like a split second, right?
Yeah.
You know?
I wish that would happen more often. You take the reins.
I'll get to ask you all the questions. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, but the thing kind of started out as I've been a member of the Midwest Country Music Organization now since, well, it started out as the
CMA Association, yeah, then changed to the CMO.
Yeah, yes, yes. And then we changed the change the brand on that. But yeah. So I don't know that you can consider me a founding member, but I was in from the get-go, you know, for sure, jumping in. And one of the things I got to do, and it was amazing, was we had a venue in Delano that my aunt and uncle owned. And so we got to do showcases there, and it was absolutely fantastic and fun. And I really missed that, like, bonding with the community. And I was trying to figure out, well, you know, one of the things is it's about the organization is, and you know, rather than what can the organization do for you, what can you do for the organization? And that's kind of one of the things that was, we lost the venue. So ever since we lost the venue, it's kind of been buzzing around my head. And I thought, you know what, I'd like to help people with their songs, if in any way, shape, or form that, you know, A, that help is needed, I would think. You know, I attend through a couple of different organizations I belong to. I attend listening sessions every week where we do it over Zoom, and people try to give positive feedback.
Constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism, you know, and I don't even know. Criticism, that sounds like such a terrible word.
It's got a negative connotation.
It has a negative
connotation. It's constructive.
Yeah. I would like to just say that it's empowering feedback on what, giving a song to different ears,
yep,
and some ways that, hey, have you ever thought about this?
Well we kind of talked about it early off in the show about, like, the role of a producer. That's often what they're doing, is filling that role of, have you thought about it this way? Have you heard it this way? What if we tried this instead or whatever? And it does help to have a second set of ears on your stuff, because you might be kind of too close to it. It might be too personal. We kind of mentioned that too, mm-hmm, off the air, that, yep, you know, these songs for these people, they're their babies. And it's like, this is my raw life and emotion that I'm taking a risk to share with you. And you're going to tell me to consider doing it different. Like, that can be a tough pill to swallow for some people, but it's like, what's the harm in that? If maybe, you know, just try it a little different, do whatever, and it's still the song, it's still there.
Yeah.
But there are ways to kind of maximize everything, whether it be a line or a riff or something like that, to just get the most out of every note.
Yeah.
You know?
Back when I first started, you know, we were affiliated with Songtown, and I know that myself and Haley James and a couple other people really got into those types of situations. So I know for myself, and I dare say for Haley James too, although I probably shouldn't speak for her, but they definitely helped improve the songs that I was creating, because getting other people's ears can make you think about some things in a different way. Well, you'll take some more creative approaches to the same situation, and it, you know, the whole Midwest CMO philosophy is the rising tide raises all ships. Well, I thought that, hey, you know, I'm going to take a crack at this and see if we can get some people on board. So July 8th is the very next one, and you'll be my guest, and I can't wait to have you. And we'll talk about radio and some things that make songs more appropriate for radio, and what, you know, maybe is kind of not the thing to do for radio, like, i.e., you know, expletives and certain things like that.
Right.
You know,
even words that are close that you might just fool the DJ into thinking that you're saying something you're not.
And in fact, you know, now that situation has, you know, occurred, or, you know, I will think about, you know, how it sounds when you've got something speeding by really fast and in a way that I hadn't thought of before, you know. So all these things are helpful. They're tools to put in your tool shed for the songs that you keep creating.
Did you say tool shed or
shed?
Okay, shed. I was just making sure it was shed again.
It's shed. Yeah.
Well, I love it. I think it's a great idea, and it sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun. You're listening to The Homegrown Show. We're hanging out with Mark Stone. Here's another tune of his. It's called Summertime High. We'll be back chatting more with Mark Stone after a commercial break. Keep your knob right here on Bob.
Don't it feel good, that ice cold long day, bottle pressed against your lips? I know you know it does. There ain't a better way to quench a thirst in weather like this. Cause the sun comes out and the layers come off. Drop tailgate, mix the stage of my truck. Sing country songs till we're howling at the moon. Rocking short shorts when the days get longer. Buck over here if you need something stronger. It's a damn good day to be alive. On a summertime high. On a summertime high. So if you're feeling down, I know how to turn it around. Make the pretty smile turn upright. Hop into my truck. With a little luck, we'll see paradise by the dashboard light. Till the sun comes out and the layers come off. Cocktail gate makes the stage of my truck. Singing country songs till we're howling at the moon. Rocking short shorts and the day get longer. Buck over here if you need something stronger. It's a damn good day to be alive. Can see you're catching that vibe on a summertime in that vibe. Cause the sun comes out and the layers come off. Drop tailgate, make the stage of my truck. Singing country songs till we're howling at the moon. Rocking short shorts when the day get longer. Up over here if you need something stronger. It's a damn good day to be alive on a summertime high. On a summertime high. On a summertime high. Yeah. On a summertime high.
I don't know about you, but when I'm craving barbecue, nothing else will do. I need those sweet, sticky, saucy ribs. Smoked brisket, pulled pork, and don't forget the sides. Cowboy beans with barbecue sauce and brisket, coleslaw, fries, and of course, mac and cheese. Jelly Bean and Julia's in Coon Rapids is where I go to get my fix. Handcrafted burgers, fries cooked in beef tallow, daily specials, and the best barbecue north of the Red River. Jelly Bean and Julia's, 2501 Coon Rapids Boulevard.
Discover the 4th of July sale at Target. Save 20% on clothing and swimwear for women, select cookies with Target Circle, and up to 50% off Sunsquad sporting goods. Get ready for a fireworks-worthy celebration with patriotic cookies, fun sports gear, and of course, spectacular fits. The deals end July 5th, so hurry and get 20% off apparel, select cookies with Target Circle, and 50% off Sunsquad sports gear, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, We got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
If you're trying to get through your daily activities and you're noticing you can't because you're focusing more on your pain than being able to enjoy the moment, those are the patients that we're looking to treat because we can make a difference.
That's Dr. Ashley Caravelli, a medical director for QC Kinetics.
What we're doing at QC Kinetics is offering treatments that help with joint preservation. We use cutting edge technology and our in-house lab to harness your body's natural healing powers and target the areas where you need them the most.
These are regenerative, non-surgical treatments, and QC Kinetics is the nation's leader, delivering lasting relief to tens of thousands of patients.
What we do know is that the sooner we start treatment, the sooner you'll see relief.
So don't wait another minute. See if you're a good candidate for these non-surgical treatments for joint pain. The consultation is completely free.
Call QC Kinetics, 612-254-7123. That's 612-254-7123. 612-254-7123.
Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exteriors studios. Go to barnhouseexteriors.com. Have storm damage? Need a new roof? Go to barnhouseexteriors.com for a free, no obligation consultation.
Total Country Bob FM.
Well, I've been driving for 3 weeks now on an extended run. The road looks like it's melting underneath that desert sun. And I can see you in the front yard, laughing and having fun. You're in that sexy little sundress, my dear, you know the one. Loneliness can slowly kill you when you're on the road too long. And I wish that I could fight it, but I guess I'm not that strong. So go dust off that old record and start playing our song. Then head upstairs. Picture's worth a thousand words, they say. And I guess that might be true. But it don't matter much to me either way. 'Cause pictures can't keep me warm. Can't replace you. Now a night spent in a truck stop is neither quiet or still. Sleeping alone, it don't feel right, and I doubt that it ever will. Still I'll be in our bed by 12 o'clock, getting much needed rest. But I'll be in our room by 9 o'clock, slipping off their little dress. Loneliness can slowly kill you when you're on the road too long. And I wish that I could fight it, but I guess I'm not that strong. So go dust off. Start playing our song. Then head upstairs to the bedroom and put that little sundress on. Then head upstairs to the bedroom and put that little sundress on.
Tis the season for sundresses. That's Papa Bear Norton on Total Country Bob FM. Gotta love those guys. Zach and Bronson, The official Daredevil Country duo of Bob Country.
The best ever in the entire world, as far as I'm concerned, Daredevil Country duo that exists.
I agree 100% with that. I actually almost commented. I didn't because I felt too dumb to do it, but somebody posted on Facebook. It was like one of the group pages or whatever, but they were like, who is the best guitarist you've ever seen live? And I was going to take Bronson in there.
Nice.
And I was like, he's going to think I'm dumb for doing that. But that's kind of, you know, the truth. Bronson is a monster.
Bronson is amazing. I'm still waiting for him to do a couple solo tracks for a song that John Tice and I have been collaborating on, which hopefully that'll happen soon. So then, you know where I'm coming then after that with that bad boy, right? You and I'll do it right here, I think, for some homegrown show somewhere down the line, I hope, you know. But Zach will be one of my guests on the podcast.
Does that podcast have a name? What do you call it?
We call them Learn and Listens.
Learn and Listens.
You know, because we get to learn a little bit from our guests, and then hopefully, you know, some people bring some songs that we can listen to and help them out with their songs. But I love Zach's songwriting. I think he's just a very clever writer and troubadour.
He's got everything. I mean, he's got an amazing stage presence. Yeah. He's got a huge voice that's somehow bigger than he is. And then he's just one of the sweetest guys ever. And then with the songwriting, you know, they can touch your heart and they can make you laugh in the same song.
For sure.
Which is pretty incredible. And yeah, he's going to be a great get on that deal. I saw pictures. He was hanging out with his kid at Weird Al Yankovic, which that makes perfect sense to me. Totally. That, you know, like that. Yeah, that I can see that.
Did you have a chance to see the Cat Perkins Sheehaw?
I never made it to
both
Bronson,
man. And
I've heard a ton about it.
We're talking like skits that rivaled the Good Old Boys, and these two guys can bring that sort of comedy too, as well as, you know, the picking and the stuff that goes, the rest of the stuff that goes along with it. It was actually a fantastic show. Atlo Music Room was a great place to see it.
I heard great things about that. And then also the Christmas show that Kat put on. Yeah.
I did not get to see that, unfortunately. But
yeah, just everything Zach and Bronson do blows me away. It's just fantastic. They put on a show everywhere they go. They are characters, they are entertainers, and they got a story, man. I love it.
Total fanboy here myself as well. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think everybody can understand.
Yeah, man. If you love music, how can you not be a cheerleader for some... We got some great stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
As you well know, featured every Sunday.
I got a front row seat to it all, which is super cool. And that brings us to tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight. We're going to drop one for Mark Stone and the Dirty Country Band. We're going to play Deep Blue Eyes, another new one that you just brought me on that thumb drive.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell us about Deep Blue Eyes?
This is great. This song was kind of brought to me in a different state by a good friend of mine who was the drummer in the very first CD release show that we did at the Whiskey Bar way back when in 2012. So that's going back a little ways. Yeah, but Eric Bolin, and Eric Bolin's a fantastic drummer and also an acoustic guitar player. He played all the acoustic guitars and stuff on this too. It's a great song. It's a song about a girl, you know.
But you say it came to you in a different way. So this is one of those situations where putting another set of ears on it kind of took it in a different direction and shaped it to be ultimately what it is now.
Yeah, totally. I feel like, that's one of the great things about collaboration, I think, is that you've got a different point of view, you know, and even if you think you're looking at it from a 50 foot in the air kind of vibe, somebody else is looking at it from a different angle, right? And it really, once we got going on everything, it really shaped the song, and bam, it was done like that. It was fantastic, and those are the kinds of things that, like, I love a lot.
Yeah, and it just makes the entire experience that much more enjoyable when you're really loving what you're doing, you know, and collaboration. Yeah, it does. It takes things to another level. You can write songs all day sitting in your bedroom alone, but when you start sharing that with somebody, that's when magic really happens. So
yeah,
let's give it a listen. Right, tonight's Studio A single spotlight, Deep Blue Eyes, Mark Stone and the Dirty Country Band.
And now it's time for the Homegrown Show's Studio A single spotlight.
Six o'clock in the morning, as the day is creeping in, I'm watching the way the light moves across your skin while you're sleeping. You're lying there with your auburn hair, kissing the sun, thinking if angels are missing from heaven. Then I found one, and the sun's already baking in the hot early morning sky. Makes me want to dive into the deep end of your cool deep blue eyes. Strike 7, then 10, then 11. I could watch you all day long. They say the moment that matters most is the one that you're in. As long as you're in it with me, babe, I'm inclined to believe it.
And independent artists.
Hey, this is John
Channing
and Jesse from Maiden Dixie.
This is Danny Grouse.
This is Mitch Gordon from Mitch Gordon and the Unleaded Band.
The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
I could use a couple cold ones, a few last with bone buns. I could use a bar stool break.
paycheck. Could use a fat raise. Been busting my back grinding overtime. Tax man overtaxing my cash. He can shove it where the sun don't shine. I'll pay the price come Monday morning, but babe, right now the home team scored. It's what we're here for. I could use a couple cold ones, a few laughs with phone buds. I could use a bar stool break. I could do without a damn lot of good side of good time. Baby, work on a beer buzz date. Don't need an excuse to cut a little loose with a whole lot of you. And get what I could use.
Brand new music from Shane Martin on the Homegrown Show, Total Country, Bob FM. Like that one. That was a Mark Stone request.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, Cousin Shane.
I love it. Cousin Shane.
All right.
And then Jeremy Schreifels, who plays with you a lot, also will fill in with Shane's band whenever he needs a drummer.
Which is absolutely nuts because he does all those medleys and whatnot. And I'm like, dude, like,
it's a lot to keep together.
I got to think that that's kind of probably one of the hardest slip seat gigs that you could get.
Jeremy handles it like a pro.
Like a pro. Absolutely.
You know who else is a pro? Troy Castellano. He was hanging out with me last Sunday on the Homegrown Show. You can find that episode under the On Air tab at mybobcountry.com or on the brand new Total Country Bob FM app, which is available in your app store. I love it. You can stream the good stuff anytime, anywhere. And then there's a podcast button that'll bring you to the Bob Almanac, the Homegrown Show, and the Four Outdoorsmen and Real Talk Outdoors.
All I'm right downloading there. Right now.
Yeah, just search for Total Country Bob FM. Look for that big red Bob logo. Download and enjoy.
I'm downloading it right now.
I love it. That's one more. I got another one. I wish I got credit for all the people that I led to the app.
Yeah, don't
I'll have to try to work that out with management here, see if I can get a bonus for...
They don't have a royalty system?
Not that I'm aware of. I'll have to look into that. We're going to take one more quick break here and be back to close things out with Mark Stone. Don't go nowhere.
Listen to Total Country Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete. Go to aurora-asphalt.com for a free quick estimate.
I don't know about you, but when I'm craving barbecue, nothing else will do. I need those sweet, sticky, saucy ribs, smoked brisket, pulled pork, and don't forget the sides. Cowboy beans with barbecue sauce and brisket, coleslaw, fries, and of course, mac and cheese. Jelly Bean and Julia's in Coon Rapids is where I go to get my fix. Handcrafted burgers, fries cooked in beef tallow, daily specials, and the best barbecue north of the Red River. Jelly Bean and Julia's, 2501 Coon Rapids Boulevard.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SALE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SALE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SALE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Listen up, Bob Country. I got some news for you. The Godfather's Pizza Crew's cooking up something special. It's the carryout caper. $4 off a large pizza when you mention you heard this ad on Bob. Just give the number 763-560-2667 a ring and make it snappy. This ain't just pizza. It's a flavor heist. Godfather's Pizza in Brooklyn Park. A pizza you can't refuse. 763-560-2667. Grab a slice, wise guy. Time to dig in.
Godfather's Pizza.
Do it.
This summer, don't settle for supermarket meat. Go with the only cuts worthy of your grill and your family. Hackett Mueller's Meat Market has been in the meat business for almost 90 years, and it shows in every bite. Old-fashioned sausages, premium cuts wrapped in white paper, and the kind of service you thought was gone. It tastes better, and because you know where it comes from, it feels better. Come to Hackett Mueller's Meat Market in Robbinsdale and see why we've been around since 1938.
Bob FM. Yeah, I spent 6 long years trying to figure it out. Ain't never gone to it. Yeah, I have no doubt, but I won't ever quit, even though I should. I'm too damn stubborn and I ain't that good at all.
Haven't heard from them boys in a while.
Since
off the
I've
ground.
Seen Noah, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember seeing them live at that Midwest mix up that we were talking about.
The very first mix up.
In a Smurf outfit. Right?
Yeah, it was Care Bears.
Care Bear.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
Good time. Noah in a Care Bears outfit. Well, Mark Stone, thanks a lot for hanging out with me here on the Homegrown Show. I look forward to sitting down with you on July 8th.
Yeah, 7 p.m. And then that will repost that on the forward facing public page of the Midwest CMO for folks if they want to catch that. And also, just because if you're winding down or you want to keep your party going, on July 6th, I'll be at Zorba's again on Green Lake. And on July 26th, I'll be at Honky's Unplugged in Grove City with the Devin Worley Band.
Oh, nice. That'd be a fun one for sure.
Yeah, so...
Very cool. We'll throw the website out again, let people know where they can find you, and sing it nice and pretty like.
Thegrungemusic.com.
Very cool. Mark Stone, it's always a blast when you're in studio.
Right on.
Time
Thank
just
you for
goes by.
Me again. I know. But it's great. I love this. I can't wait for the roles to be reversed, though. I can't wait to ask you questions. It's going to be great.
Well, we'll definitely do it again, as this last song says. Play the song again.
Sweet.
Next week, we're hanging out with the band 200 Feet Away. Keep your knob right here on Bob FM for the Four Outdoorsmen, followed by Real Talk Outdoors coming up next. I'll catch you next week. Until then, peace.
Spend more time with guitars than people betrayed by their best friends. Just the kind of crazy enough to know they'll never quit. Only looking out the crowd while you worship them. Rock stars won't tell you, but they'll play the song again. Make a living doing something wrong till they get it right. The new hit single they just dropped keeps them up at night. Won't tell you when they're broken, looking for a fix. Rock stars won't tell you, but they'll play the song again. Play it again, play it again. When it was only me and you were my best friend. Play it again, play it again. Rock stars won't tell you, but they'll play the song again. They say it's lonely at the top, I wouldn't know. But I remember every word to every song at all your shows. And they help me through the darkest days that I've ever had. There for me when no one was, I still hear it in my head. Play it again.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Total Country, Bob FM.